As urban populations expand, how does wildlife respond? The answer may seem simple, but species such as deer, coyotes, possums, and birds seem to be doing a better job of adapting to us than we are adapting to them. WUGA's Sophie Gratis spoke with some wildlife professionals to get the details on how we can manage urban wildlife around our own homes and what we need to know to avoid negative interactions.
In a state where suburbia and farmland surround a growing urban metroplex, backyard wildlife is a shared experience. Many homeowners decide to hunker down on properties with lots of land, set up bird feeders, and cheer on as families of deer move through springtime rituals. Countless studies have shown improvements in mental health and overall well-being among those who surround themselves with nature. But what happens when these animals start causing us more disruption than joy? Get on any online neighborhood chat room, listserv, or Facebook group, and you'll probably see complaints about local coyotes, pesky raccoons, and yes, even cute deer.
I think the very big challenge we have in urban wildlife management is that we can have very different spectrums in terms of people's acceptance of wildlife.
That's Michael Cole, an assistant professor in wildlife management at the University of Georgia's Warnell School of Forestry and Natural Resources. He's a spatial ecologist, mapping out where animals are, why they're there, or why they're not. Cole's research primarily focuses on coyotes and how growing urban landscapes are forcing coyotes to change their behaviors. Although attacks on humans are extremely rare, these animals have developed a somewhat sinister reputation in urban landscapes.
Coyotes have figured out very quickly that they can handle people and they can actually do really well with people. We have urban coyotes in every single large city in the United States now. And about 3/4 of those cities report conflicts with coyotes, whatever that might mean in that city.
Coyotes are one thing, but what about the smaller, peskier critters? Interactions with these guys can vary in severity and therefore response. UGA Wildlife Extension Specialist Michael Menjak explains different levels of response to human-wildlife conflicts.
It starts with habitat modification or harassment. We suggest that you just clean up, modify the habitat, make the habitat unsuitable for the animal. The next step of the model is exclusion. Just exclude it, build a fence. Then we work through another step, it's called repellents. So there are a lot of repellents on the markets. The last step in the model might be lethal control. It depends on who the animal is and who the homeowner is and what your tolerance is.
Working in the UGA Extension Office, Menjak has heard all kinds of complaints.
From deer in our gardens and armadillos in our yards to somebody saw a snake to a bird's flying into my window or a squirrel's in my bird feeder.
His biggest piece of advice? Keep it simple. Many household items can be used to ward off unwanted wildlife, such as sprays made from garlic oil or birdseed made with capsaicin from peppers. When landscaping, Menjak urges people to stay away from plants that deer or other animals might want to eat.
We've invaded their space, they've invaded our space. That's an argument that's not really all that useful to have. We just have to deal with the situation the way it is. Figure out ways to get along with wildlife. Learn the habits of wildlife, discourage them every way possible, and they won't be as much of a nuisance.
One factor is key in all of this, information. About a year ago, the Wildlife Resources Division of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources officially launched the Urban Wildlife Program in response to a growing need for public information on the subject. The team of five specifically addresses the urban wildlife needs of 9 Georgia counties.
My name is Tina Johansson, and I am an assistant chief in the game management section of the Wildlife Resources Division.
Johansson oversees this program.
A big part of what the urban program is doing, and we do this throughout our agency, it's just really highlighted and focused with the urban program, is doing educational outreach to folks and being responsive to things that come in on our social media.
Regardless of where you are, Johansson says people should reach out to DNR with any questions or concerns they may have regarding conflicts with wildlife. While friends, family, and other local organizations might be helpful for solving minor issues, professional opinions and responses are just a phone call away.
We are fortunate to have so many different species of wildlife. Sometimes they're a problem, and when they are, call us. Most of the time, it's a fairly simple fix, and we want to do that. We want to empower folks to deal with wildlife when they need to do that.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Sophie Gratis.